to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Surprise! Firstly, happy International Women's Day. What a perfect day to announce that Ladies of Liverpool Season 3 will be landing next Friday. So do me a favour, head to your podcast app, to Spotify, subscribe now, that way you'll get your personal alert. It'll remind you to book in some you time, some time for just me, you and some amazing women to sit and have a jangle. Once again, we're going to get real, of course, talking about everything that makes us laugh, that makes us fume and makes us want to talk to our mates. So hopefully put us all back in contact with each other. It's been a strange couple of months to say the least, hasn't it? But let's get real. Let's talk about the stuff that really gets us going. The main reason though, the real reason why I've hit record on this microphone this morning is to speak to you about a few of my truths. Hopefully you'll relate to some of these. So International Women's Day, it's an incredible day, isn't it? And it's only right we celebrate the Beyoncés and the Kylie Jenners and the Pinks of this world. All these amazing women smashing glass ceilings, earning massive amounts of money, doing inspirational things. It really is. It's huge, isn't it? And it's a great day to celebrate them. But also, it's a great day to celebrate us. It's a brilliant day for us to celebrate you, to celebrate our mates. My mate Flossie, hello to you. Kicking cancer's ass every single day. Has been for the last couple of years, and just watching her go through it and picking herself up every time she gets bad news. It's tremendous. You are the woman of the year for me, Flossie. So hello to you. Hello to all of me mates, really, who've loved and lost and shared their experiences. Hello to you if you've been working from home, if you've been homeschooling, if you've been doing all these things this year that if someone would have told you you were going to do, you'd have said, not a chance, I'll never cope. But you did. You've coped. You've laughed at me. You've cried at me. Hello to all the ladies who get in touch talking about their fights with fairness and equality. Today really is a day when you just celebrate yourself. What have you done? What have you achieved? It might be something really small, but when you stop and you think about what you've done over the last 12 months or over your lifetime, you do need to celebrate it. You do need to raise a glass to you today. For me, working in a massively male-dominated industry, faced with some huge decisions right across my career, really, I've either had the decision to keep my head down and accept certain things or to stand up and fight for what you really believe in. And I think those battles do change you. They change you forever. It seems like a lifetime ago I made some decisions in my career that did change things. Win, lose or draw, you do come out differently. You come out stronger, less afraid, really, of what people think and what can happen. You realise you can achieve some big things when you've got the right girl gang around you. And hopefully we're helping you with that one. Hopefully you're joining forces with some of the girls on my Instagram page, on Facebook as well, on Twitter. Say hello to people today. It's so important that you touch base with people. Maybe people you haven't spoken to in a long time or people you've never spoken to before. Today's your day, it's your excuse. That's why my quote this year is to remember those difficult roads that lead to the best destinations. This year's been tough, but hopefully it's going to lead you onto a path where you're going to achieve things you never thought you'd achieve ever. Believe in you, and that way you become unstoppable. So cheers to the women who've kept the households ticking over during a bloody pandemic, to you who felt like the walls were closing in, and to you who wore that mask to lift people up even when you've nipped away in private and you've had a little cry yourself. I remember a day last summer, I'd spend most of the day, to be honest, cheering up the kids, even my husband. He was missing the footy. He was having a down day. And there I was in typical style, telling them everything's going to be okay and look for the good, telling the kids they're going to see the mates again. We'll FaceTime, you know, we'll make sure you catch up with your friends. We'll make sure you're okay. And if I'm dead honest, after they were sorted and they all felt a bit better, I legged it upstairs to the room with the lock on, the bathroom, and I had a little whinge, and I don't feel bad about that. I did have a little cry, and I wept for the jobs I'd lost out on, the opportunities that were just disappearing. That play I'd spent so long, you know, hoping would happen, that did open at the Royal Court, and we had four performances, and then the curtain fell, and we all got locked away, and there wasn't a minute to think about what could have happened and what should have happened, and it was just taken away from me, like so many other things. I think I sat and cried about the funerals I'd already attended, you know, come the summer. think I could count on one hand the times I'd stood outside Anfield Creme, and I'd stood 2 metres apart from my family, my aunties and my uncles, who were all in bits. We couldn't go inside. We listened on a speaker to those people that we loved who died of COVID and didn't get the funeral that they deserved. I cried for it all, and that's not a failure. Sometimes you have to take those minutes, and as long as you don't unpack and live there, if you get that out of your system and then you move on and you focus on what's coming next, then you're all right. You're still on the right path. I think it's safe to say, as women, we put ourselves out a lot of the time for everybody else, and very rarely do we take a moment to just look at ourselves. So let today be that day. I feel like I'm the one who always has to put on a brave face, and you probably do too. So people rely on you to find the right words and the silver linings. And some days it's harder than others. So let's just celebrate the fact that we managed to pull it out the bag more often than we don't. And sometimes we won't do it. And sometimes we'll let people down. And sometimes we'll make decisions that we're not proud of. You know, we've all got chapters that we would rather not read over again. So don't shut the book. Write a new one. That's what today is about for me. I hope today, instead of looking at the record breakers and the people doing these outrageous things, you know, you look at yourself, you look at your milestones, getting back to the hairdressers, getting back to the city centre that holds so many memories for us. It's all just in the horizon, isn't it? You can see it from a distance, and we will get there. We're sending our kids back today. We're encouraging them to get back to normal. And one of these days, you're going to have to encourage yourself, and it's going to be tough. So let's do that together. Let's do that as Ladies of Liverpool, together with this podcast. It is International Women's Day. Let's celebrate the power of us women. We don't always believe in ourselves and acknowledge the power we have. But today, by sending a simple text on your phone to someone you haven't spoken to in a while, it's going to make a huge difference to someone. By logging into your social media pages and just leaving a comment on someone's page, telling them you respect them, you love what they do, you admire them, you're going to lift them. I've spent so long doing radio, and I can tell you from the heart, when a stranger messages me something, you know, really positive, something I wasn't expecting, it makes a huge difference to me. So do it to someone today that you love. Make sure you make their day, and celebrate the inspirational women around us. Today, we don't have to prove ourselves. We do that every single day. Today, spread the love to as many people as you can reach. All those women in your life, take a moment. Remind yourself, you are incredible, as are they. I'm sending you loads of love today. Hopefully you have logged in and you've subscribed to the podcast, and we'll be back every week from next Friday. So make sure you support the women in your life with some kind words today. Go hard with the girls in your gang today. Love them big, and I'll speak to you all soon.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.